Thanks for calling Crafty Video Membership. This is Khalifa.
Hi. I don't know where to start. My name is Ardina Hollins, and I had ordered two classes about 2 years ago, and I thought they were for a lifetime. Then someone said they went to Blue. I'm just confused. I had Pam Howard, who teaches you how to make women's button-up shirts, and I had the one. I also ordered her tailor jacket. And then the other one was a lady from London. It was couture jackets. I don't have the order number because everything is off.
Okay. What is the email address on your account?
Thank you so much. It's Hollins, Hollins dot Ardina. ARDENA at yahoo.com.
All right.
And do you know who Pam Howard is? Because I even messaged her on her Facebook, and then someone says she passed away. I go, because I wrote a really nice thank you note. And I said, oh, no, she's from Atlanta, Georgia. But you would know that because her classes are with you. Because I noticed the years I saw were 2012 and 13. I haven't seen any, 220 or 221. I hope she didn't pass away.
Oh. And her name was Pam
Howard. Or Pamela Howard. She makes the best women's shirts ever, because I was emailing her to see if I could fly to Atlanta, Georgia to take a workshop with her, but I didn't hear nothing back.
Hmm.
Yeah, she's all over Crafties with her tailored shirts and everything. I bought the pattern. I bought all the material.
Okay.
And because I'm from Las Vegas, I tried to sew the shirt. I messed it up. It was like $20 a yard. So that's why it took me so long to where I could take the class, because I finally found a sewing teacher from L.A. that lives here. And I can't find them. So I don't know if I'm supposed to pay you money to get a membership before I could get them back, because it said a lifetime.
With that, if you have any purchased classes already, they should still be in your account.
Yeah, it said a lifetime. Now, I have Angela Wolf. That one was still on there, I think.
Okay. They should still be in your account.
Yeah, I bought a lot of stuff. Everybody knows me. I spend money, especially on my fabric. But Angela Wolf, I got it from her, and her patterns were like in book style. And then I bought my tweed from London, which was $38 a yard, but I like the best of the best. I didn't mess with, I got that because I flew to Angela Wolf. So I made that one. I can't even believe I did it. I was really depressed because late at night, that's when I'm on my YouTube and I'm looking at my classes. I bought about 5 things from here off of Crafty. And I thought, didn't it say a lifetime? Some I bought 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and it said a lifetime.
Yes, yeah. Let's see. I see you have, you're showing 6 classes.
Name the 6 classes.
The 6 classes that I see that are in your account are Mastering Zipper Techniques, Essential Guide to Tailoring.
I couldn't hear nothing you said. It just bluffered. The first class is what? I'm going to write it down as you talk.
Mastering Zipper Techniques.
Zipper Techniques?
Yes, ma'am.
I never took up no zipper technique. I only take up like blouses, jackets, and tailored blazers. I don't do zippers.
I know how to do zippers.
What's the next class?
Essential Guide to Tailoring Construction.
Initial?
Essential.
Oh, tailoring by what's the teacher?
Allison Smith.
Yeah, that's her. She's from London. Yep, that's my class.
Mm-hmm. The other one is by Allison Smith as well. Essential Guide to Tailoring Structure and Shape.
Yep, that's me. I told you I'm a couture woman.
Mm-hmm. I have one by Pam Howard, Modern Jacket Techniques.
Yes, that's a blue jacket. Can you see the picture?
Yes, it's a black, it looks bluish denim
blue.
Type.
Yeah, it's navy blue. And the other one I took from her is her shirt.
Yes, the classic tailored shirt.
Yes.
And then we have one by Angela Wolf, Sewing Designer Jeans.
I didn't know I ordered her jeans. I never even looked at that. Did she have a skirt on there? Because I thought it was the one I got from her was the jackets. Was the jackets, the couture jackets, what's her name? You know, the ones that have the fringes all around. And the lady died. She would have been like 200 years old now. What is that? The Chanel jacket is what I had. From Angela Wolf. That was the first one I think I ordered. I don't remember me ordering her jeans because she's too skinny. I had the Chanel jacket is what I had. I was watching it for a while. I don't remember me doing anything with no jeans. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is it one more after the jeans?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so you said Angela Wolf, only one I have for Angela Wolf was jeans?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's not true. I never ordered jeans pattern from her. The one I had, do you see what other classes she had? I had the Chanel jackets. That's what got me going. That was the first one I ever ordered. And I was on there for a while, but then I went on there and said something completed. What does that mean when it says your class is completed? What does that mean?
Just you watch the whole video, but it doesn't leave you out of your.
I don't even wear jeans. The very first class I ordered, they must have got that switched it or something. Was Angela Wolf? It's called the Couture. I wish you could find it because she doesn't have that many classes on there. It's like these different jackets. So I had to, it showed me how to make the French. I had to go buy a 18-inch chain that you put in the back of the Chanel jacket. Yeah, that's, I didn't order no jeans. How much was the jeans class? I looked at it, but her jeans are like low weight, or, you know, low, and I'm a size 18. And her jeans don't even go up to an 18. I don't know how I looked at it, but the first class I ordered was a Chanel jacket. And I watched it over and over and over because she showed so many ways to make it. And that was the fabric that I ordered from England. And I made the skirt already, and she taught me how to make the chemise. I don't know if you sew, but it's a chemise silk, and how we sew it by hand from the inside. And I still have my fabric to try to make the jacket. But I was going to take it to class in about 6 weeks. That's why I was calling, because I don't see that class on there. And it should show how I was watching that class.
Okay.
Yeah, but jeans, I buy, actually, there's a lady named Ginger, the closet, something closet, her name is Ginger. I just ordered a jean pattern from her, and I'm going to have to call them, too, because my video is off of her program.
Okay.
And that came to me in the mail.
Okay. So the jacket, is it like a the?
You don't sew.
Like
I could tell
pink.
You don't sew, huh? Huh?
I was trying to find the video. Is it like a pink and a jacket
it's
that has
like
pink trimming
yeah,
on it?
Yeah, it does have some pink in there too. It's tweed, where the material tweeds go crosswise, like down, some goes over. That's the type of fabric that I ordered in London, because that's where it originated from, the Chanel. And I watched like 8 or 10 times, but I just kind of like got a Muslim to do it, and I still messed up on the Muslim, because I just tried to sew the whole thing. But I couldn't, I didn't want to sew it on my fabric because that fabric was $50 a yard. And they go in meters in London. So I got
wow.
a black, I got a purple, and that pink looking one. It's like light, dark pink, and some
yes,
cream and white in there.
Yes. So that video is still on our website.
Yeah, but I ordered that. I ordered that already. That was the first one I ordered. And then when I called back again, a representative said, I mentioned that those other instructors, she said, they switched it to Blue Cross. What's it called? Blue Shield? What's
Blueprint.
The person? Blue who?
Blueprint.
Yeah, Blueprint. Okay. So then I went over there, typed that in, and started watching it. And then I saw over 2,000 people being sad and complaining. I go, what's going wrong? They said Blueprint was going out of business. So when I got back on there again, I didn't see none of my stuff. But when I called like maybe a year ago, she said, the lady from your site said the only thing she sees is Angela Wolf that I had costumes on, not the jeans, but the Chanel jacket. And then like 18 months later, when I checked back, nothing's on there. Not nothing. But I never ordered no jeans because I'm too fat to wear her jeans. And I'm not a jeans person. I'm like a couture girl. Like I like to wear nice blouses with cargo dress pants, you know, really nice, but cut off boots. And I like to make blazers. And that's why I got with Allison Smith, because in fact I was gonna go to London to meet her, but I didn't have the $5,000. No, I had the money to pay for her classes, but I needed money to, for my hotels and stuff like that. So she should be coming here soon.
It sounds like you're pretty jazzy and spiffy with your clothes.
Yeah, I'm really. Well, my mom passed away. My life was when I was 14 to 19, I traveled around the world. I was number 2 in the world. I went under Lynn Hollins. And I don't have that much writing on me. I found some. And then after that, I opened up my own business, and I did nails. I won several nail competitions and did a couple of celebrities. And then after that, I became a correction officer from 85, and I retired in 2008. And then 2000, I'm from California, and then after that I moved to Las Vegas, almost died because I'm diabetic. But I had the best insurance, but they said my doctor had to refer me. I said, my doctor's from California, we can't take you. So make a long story short, 2 years later, my daughter called the ambulance, and my sugar was, she said, was the doctor said was 890. He said I should have been dead. So by the grace of God, I'm here. I'm really mad because I'm a person to take care of myself, but when you're a correction officer, a police officer, you got the best insurance. You can go anywhere in the United States and go to any place. And they said that my doctor had to be from Las Vegas. So it took me to die almost that I got to go to where I was trying to go the first time. And it really makes me mad. Don't ever come to Vegas if you're sick. They got the worst medical here. So what I'm doing is, I have a sewing room that my husband built for me, and I bought all the best sewing machines and a Caring sewing machine. So when I travel to Atlanta, Georgia, or whatever, I have my Caring sewing machine to take classes and meet other sewists and the instructors. But getting back to Angela Wolf, she was the first class I took. I was just on YouTube, and I saw her, you know, making these Chanel jackets. I said, oh, my God. And she says, go to Crafty. And I went on there, and I got the class. It's like, I think it's 12 classes, and it's so interesting. And I belong to her group, Angela Wolf. I belong to the Angela Pack Club. So I pay $15 a month, and if she sells fabric or patterns, I get them at half price, and her
wow.
fabric, too. So that's how I know Angela Wolf. She's my number one girl. That was the first class I ordered.
You
I didn't order
try
her.
To take up sewing.
Oh, I'm a real good sewer now, but when it comes to my fabric, it's $40, some is $80 a yard. I'm not going to try to attempt that by myself and mess it up. I wait till the instructors come to my area, or if they're 2 hours, I'll drive to them, and I bring all my fabric and everything. So now my teacher's here from L.A. She's here now with me. I'm so blessed to meet her. We're like two peas in the pot. I guess she likes me because I do her nails. We do swaps. But anyways, the Chanel jacket was the first one I ordered. I think it's called the Couture something. Was it $29 or what? How much was that one?
That one, let's see.
Or was it $49? I don't know. It was so long ago.
That one was, it's $29.
Oh, I got it a good deal. Yeah, that's right. And then how much was the jeans? You said I ordered jeans.
The jean class. Let's see. That's not her.
$19.99? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
The jean class. Yeah. It's not coming up a price for me.
I really don't remember ordering me the jean, but the one I was telling you about was $29. That was the first one I ordered. And then I think I ordered Oh, I ordered Allison Smith and then Pam Howard. Because Allison Smith, it was two classes, individual classes. So they're, that's like in detail. And then Howard was the shirt. And I was trying to email her. But if someone died, wouldn't you guys know about it if they're teaching classes on your site?
We would. I was trying to see if there was anything in our notes
about
anything.
Pam Howard. Yeah, because I got a hold of her Facebook, and I told her I'm dyslexic, and I told her when I made her shirt the first time, I got it right. It was so easy because she sews it, and I'm a vision learner. So my teacher looked at it. It was my first shirt, and she said, for me to sew my first shirt, she gave me a B+. So she's dissecting it now. And so we're trying to bring it up because I want my teacher. I'm trying to tell her how I had to get the double wheeler. I forgot what it's called with the tracing paper. Talks about everything. So I didn't see anything on there. So you said I ordered 1, 2, 3. You said I ordered 6 classes, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But something's missing. So
I'm going to get them to add that couture jacket back in for you.
So maybe I did order her. So that's what's missing is Angela Wolf, the couture jacket. That'll be 6.
With that one, that'll be 7.
Okay. Name them again. It was Allison Smith 1 and 2, right? We ordered 2 classes.
Let's see. Allison Smith, we have 1, 2. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then Pam Howard, I ordered her jacket class and her shirt class.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. And then what else?
Had that,
you mentioned the jeans.
Yes, ma'am, by Angela Wolf.
Okay.
And then it was a zipper technique.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I didn't order no zipper, ma'am. If you could look, I wish you could see my closet. I know how to do the invisible zipper, the zipper that you show that goes on back of the new dresses where they hold have the zipper. I don't need. I would never order a zipper. How to sew zippers? Already, a zipper is the first thing I learned in home economics. So that zipper I didn't do. I might have did the jeans, but didn't really look at it much because I'm trying to lose weight. But the Chanel jacket, it was the first one I ordered. Angela Wolf. I think I ordered that in 2017, when I started, because we just bought a new house right now. I've been here since 2019, the home closed escrow on the 19th of January, 2019. But I ordered this, I think, 2017, these classes, maybe some 18, not too sure.
Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm notating your account as well as sending it to them so they can get that Angela Wolf Chanel jacket put on your account.
Yeah, I promise you the guy that was, and I met her, I just took a class with her 4 or 5 months ago. It was so exciting. But I just started looking this up in the last 2 months, and I didn't see none of my classes on there. I had to text this number, text that number. And I'm glad you told me about Allison Smith. I couldn't remember her name, but I just know she's from London. And Pamela Howlett. I like her classes because her suits, when you make a suit, ma'am, they last a lifetime. You know, you can wear them with jeans. Oh, my God. It's just, and when I step out, people go, when I make my Chanel jacket, if I had one that I made, people go, that cost $7,000. Like the white people, they go, wow, because they want to look on the inside, and I tell them I made it. They can't believe it. And I have my labels that I make to go inside. But I have this one fabric that's $80 a yard or the meters. And I didn't want to attempt to make that by myself. And I started going in here. I couldn't find my Angela Wolf, my jackets. Because my chamois silk is like $45 a yard. Can you imagine? And that goes inside the jacket.
Wow.
So if you ever go shopping and look at lining, you'll see the lining is all thin and whatever. But this is out of Mulberry. It's the best lining silk that you could buy, and you do this lining by hand once it's sold on. I know you don't understand what I'm saying. If you ever get time, go to a high-end place and look for a Chanel jacket, and you look inside it. It's sewed by hand on the inside, and it takes like 8 days to make because most of it you do by hand. And I have bought my chain to go in the bag. I don't know if you're familiar with the Chanel jacket, but I get so excited just thinking about it. So I didn't know.
I wish I could sew.
Well, I could tell you didn't sew. I was like you, but I'm like, because I'm dyslexic, so I'm highly, highly artistic, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
It would cut back on a lot of money if I did know how to sew.
Everyone got a gift. It's just how you're brought up. My mom had me dabble in violin, piano, gymnastics, whatever it is to do in the world. She let me get my feet wet, but then it was a bad mistake because I liked them all. So I narrowed it down to track, and track got me a scholarship to college. I was there for 2 years, had to drop out, I was dyslexic, came back after the running was over because I traveled all over the world. I opened up my nail shop, and I was doing like $600 to $800 a day. So then after 4 years, my mom made me quit to become a correction officer, and I was fussing like a sailor behind her back, of course. And you know what? God knew what he was doing to tell my mom that, right? So I was making $180,000 a year, then $100,000 a year, you know, with the overtime and all. But God knew when I retired in 2008, I was going to get sick. So imagine if I had my nail shop. Who knows if it would have excelled or not? Because some of the places I couldn't get a sponsor because of my color, even though I was placed number one in the nail competition. She said, baby, they're not going to get you sponsored. So when I looked at the past, she was right. So only difference is I got to retire at 50, full pension $5,200 a month, house paid off. It's a blessing. But if I would have had the shop, my bill was $180,000. My insurance, I only had to pay $2,000 out of that. I have real good insurance, so that was a blessing from God. Now, if I was diabetes and had my shop, I don't know if I would have been able to come up with $180,000 cash or have to pay all that $1,000 a month. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So that aspect, God is really good.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you guys located?
I'm in Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, all of it is in Alabama? Or you guys work from home?
I'm working from home.
Oh, you know what? I think I would be a real good candidate to work for Crafty because I know all about the materials.
Yes, ma'am, you would. Like,
but you
would be able to go into detail.
But you just don't answer to patterns. And you just answer to the patterns in the classes?
Yes, ma'am, as well as the memberships.
And I would be really good at that because I love sewing, you know. Yeah, I'm really good at sales, too. I wish I could work from home. I just didn't know what I could do.
Yeah.
Do you just call them? Because I'm 62 years old. When I was young, you would go in for your interview, and then when I leave, I would write a follow-up letter that said, thank you for giving me a tour of your company, and I hope that I could be assessment to your, you know, it was so personal. But now everything is online. Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I had to work in the building for about maybe 6 weeks. After I had my son, I was able to come home. So I worked home with a newborn.
Oh, you have a newborn?
Yes, I have 3 boys. My oldest is 10, and my youngest, he just turned 6 months old.
Oh, you a young lady. I could probably be your mother or grandmother, and I'm not even a grandmother. Oh. And all the kids love me because I sew for them. And the girls that are 18 to 40, I do their nails. And their parents go, how does Miss Hollis know how to do these young girls' nails? I said, well, I was licensed in 77. I was 17 years old. And I competed in the competitions for over 30 years for fun. So when I was doing those pointy nails, like I'm going to say 15 years ago, people used to make fun of me. Now the stilettos was out because when we go to workshops and stuff, we making stuff before it even hits the public. And I was doing the 3D flowers, and everyone said, she got all those flowers. And 10 years later, here they come. And I went to Russia and trained, and I won competitions for that. I was so excited. So, and I just love, I don't wear them long now because I'm 62, but I do them for the young girls. And no, I do the sculptures. I don't do the tips. I make everything by scratch so it's custom to them. And when they go out, people stop them. Who did your nail? They go, this beautiful old lady. Well, she doesn't look old. They go, what? I never seen that before. And that makes me feel good when I do something. And some of the girls, I don't charge them, you know. Okay. And a lot of them I train so they can go get their license. And there's just so many. I just like to give back because when I die, if I don't give it back, if I die, my talent stays gone too. So I share everything I know so that they could be successful and carry it on.
I mean, a couple of years back, I did want to do nails and I did want to do hair, but it didn't go like that. Then I wanted to be a school teacher.
I never wanted to be a school teacher. They don't
make
no money.
Until I had my own kids, and I was like, okay, I have patience. But
and
my brother,
I sell Indian hair
hand,
too.
Very talented. He plays about 32 instruments.
Oh, he's not talented. He's extraordinary.
No. He's gifted. He's only 28.
Well, he's gifted. And then we go to India because I sell about $20,000 worth of hair, and I sold the hair. So we bring it in like maybe 20 machines. And so whoever wants to buy them, I don't know. Everyone's like, do you know how you do nails? You do hair? How do you do all that? I've been that way all my life. All my life. My mom said when I was 4 years old, I made these pot holders. You know how you weave them in and out? And I came back with $30 at 4 or 5 years old. And she said, wow. Where do you get that money from? I said, Mommy, I sold 4 pot holders for $5, and everybody bought from me. So I was an entrepreneur. You know, it's just people that are hungry. I've been hungry like that, and I don't get tired because that's what my DNA is. But some people, they're afraid to take. Some people are made to be bosses, and some people are made to work 8 to 5. Now, I'll work at 8 to 5 now to save my money to get the business or whatever it is. Because right now I got 2 girls in Howard. They're not my real girls. They're my nieces. And they're in their last year, and I'm paying for their college because their mom is a freaking alcoholic. So I have no nieces and cousins that lean on me, you know.
Yeah, so. that's understandable because I'm the oldest out of my siblings, and our parents are dead. So they lean on me and depend on me a lot. Even with my 3 kids, I still have my siblings that look at me for other things as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't mind because they can't help it that they was brought into a world with an alcohol mama that can't help herself. And right. They're getting ready to graduate with honors.
Well, at least you were the inspiration for them doing that. Because a lot of people like that, when they have kids, the kids don't become anything either. So if they have an inspiration like you, then you push them to do that. And that's very astonishing.
Yeah, it's the environment that you grew up in that details of what you're going to be. Or sometimes a big brother could step in, or a big sister or mentor. Even if you're in a bad area, it still boils down to your family. Even if you're in the back, or you could come from a good home too, and you just turn out, you know, you just join the wrong crowd, you know. So,
yes, ma'am.
So what do I do now? You got me all excited just talking to you.
There's really nothing else left to do. I've already sent them the message to add that class back to your account. If you think of any other classes that you had, and that you
know that
on
was
there.
That you said everything except for the Angela Wolf. What was the name of that class? It cost $29. I just know it was a couture jacket or something.
It was the Angela Wolf Chanel jacket.
Yes, Chanel. Yeah. That's it. That's the first one. So how long will it take for it to get back on my and why did it disappear? What happened? It was a lifetime, right?
Yes,
that's what it said. Oh, I'm so glad. I love you so much because you found it. Because I had the automatic system. So please put down your account number to your classes. I said, oh, my God, I don't know what those numbers were.
Yes, ma'am. It normally would take about maybe, I would give them probably a week to put it back. The only reason it wasn't in there is because they were adding so many classes to so many accounts when we transferred over.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them probably slipped through the cracks.
Okay. Oh, my niece, she's better than me at sewing. She said, how can she get a job there? Are they hiring? What did you have to do to try to get that job? She said, you sound so sweet, she said.
You just go online and apply online.
Do you have to take a typing test? Or?
Yes, ma'am. We do have a typing test, and we do require a speed test as far as if your internet is fast enough. But other than that, we do
phone
calls.
I have to go to an agency and type there and then get the typing certificate?
No, ma'am. You can type it at home. and just email it to them.
Okay.
And we do
Well, you
chat.
Can type it home and email it to them.
Yes, ma'am. I do both. I answer the phones as well as do emails. I answer emails as well for Craftsy.
Right. Okay. What was I trying to say? She said, do you take a test?
The only test that you would take is a personality test.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's cool. And how do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
I do. I really enjoy it. When I get customers such as yourself, it makes my day go by so much faster. And to learn from different people, even though I don't know anything about any of the crafts, I don't know how to sew, draw. The only craft I know, I can cook, but that's about it.
Oh, I'm not a good cooker. I have to have someone to cook for me. When I ran, I never had, my life was like, get up in the morning, run 8 miles, go to high school. After high school was over, my mother had to drive me 40 minutes to practice. I didn't get home to 9 to 10 o'clock at night. So my mom did all the cooking. So during high school, I never went to a basketball game, football game, or anything like that because I was at track practice. And then the summertime, I was in Europe. So I didn't really have a childhood life. So that's what my life was. So it's really something. I was blessed by my daughter, Condo, here. And we fixed it up with plantation shutters. It just did stuff. We just finished the floors and got her all the stove, wash and dryer. I didn't know they had a wash and dryer that cost $2,400.
Yes, ma'am. It's the water efficient one, the LG water efficient.
Yeah, it's. She is so excited about it. It's tall. It sits on a platform. It's called the LG direct drive. If you know, if you put like two panties in here and fill it up, it only fills up enough water for whatever you put in there. So I thought that was kind of nice. And you don't even hear it wash or anything. You don't hear no noise. It's like 4 feet tall. So she's excited about that. She's laughing at me. And she works from home, too. She has a broker license. And I had her to come from California to move here because she was paying $2,500 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. So it's something. But the weather here is hot 24 hours, and I don't go to the strips. And I go to sewing classes, knitting classes, just stuff like that. And I am going to go to a cooking class at one of the casinos because to learn how to cook a breakfast or something. I'm too old, but I'm going to try. Because my mom cooked for me. She did all that. So I appreciate you. You're a nice lady. And you made my day, too, because my daughter said, well, Mom, when you're not sewing, what you do on the line job? I said, I can't do no insurance. That was too hard. And then I asked you, and what made me think of it, you said you didn't know nothing about sewing, and I could tell you didn't sew, but that's okay. I said, oh, my goodness, I could do that because that's like my first home, sewing, all the crafts, everything.
Right. And that's what we don't have on there. And we don't have a class to learn how to do nails.
Oh, no, because to do nails, you must have your license. That's why. I mean, they have it on YouTube, but if you're going to buy products and stuff, you must be a licensed nail tech. And not only that, the liability would be high. If you had classes there and someone didn't do it right, then they can come back and sue Crafty. So that's probably why that's not on there. It's a high liability.
Oh, okay.
For nails, because you have to know when not to, if someone has fungus, someone has a skin. Disorders, you can work on disorders, but anyone has a skin disease, only a doctor could do that, and they have to write a note that you're cleared to put nails on. So that's why there's no nails on there. It's a high liability.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Okay, sweetie, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and God bless you with your wonderful children. My daughter is 43, my son's 35. He's a firefighter in California, but none of my kids have any children. So,
oh, wow.
Well, it's just that we've seen a lot of kids having babies, but they didn't own a home, and they would just drop their kids off with their mom and go party. And then the DA would come to collect the money from the young man that don't have, you know. And my son, my daughter said, Mom, I'm not going to have a baby if I don't have money. If I have a baby, get a divorce. You know, I want to be well established. But he helps out his friend's kids that has babies, like I do, all the kids on the block. And he go helps the parents that are my age because their kids live in another state. He'll go shopping for them, mow their lawn for them. So he's always giving back his time to other people where we grew up who don't have any kids there to help them and take them to their hospital appointments when he's not working because he has 4 days off because he has to live on the site when you're a firefighter. But he helps everybody in the neighborhood. So I'm pleased that he's doing stuff like that because we're all going to get old soon. And it's nice to be kind to other people.
Right.
Well, yeah, but I love kids. I can't wait. I said, I hope they give something. Even if they're not married, I'll be there to help. Well, I'm not
right.
Even a grandmother.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
You too, which are you an angel.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You blessed me so much just speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. You have a great day. And again, my name is Khalifa. If you ever need to call back in.
Felicia?
Khalifa.
What is it?
It's K-H-A-L-I-F-A.
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful name. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.